People will soon have a chance to do some nighttime shopping at the popular Dunkin' Farmers Market. Janice Roberts, the market's executive director, told a recent committee of the whole meeting at the Cowichan Valley Regional District that the market will begin a pilot project this year that will see it open the third Thursday evening of each month, from June to November, with 39 spots in City Square. The dates are June 20th, July 18th, August 15th, September 19th, October 17th and November 21st. Currently, the market takes place every Saturday throughout the year in Dunkin's City Square. We are very excited about this pilot project and, hopefully, it will be another destination for people to go to downtown, Roberts said. Related story, cornucopia of success for Dunkin' Farm Market. Roberts was in attendance at the meeting with Kate Poirier, the project coordinator with the 2023 BC Farmers Market Economic Impact Study, which outlines the economic impact of farmers markets across the province, including Dunkin's, which currently has more than 150 members and 85 full-time vendors. Poirier said the economic impact of the Dunkin' Farmers Market last year was $5.6 million, with direct sales at the market totaling $3.8 million. She said 116,963 people visited the market in 2023. On an average market day, $78,000 is spent by market shoppers at neighboring businesses, and $3.9 million is spent in an average year, Poirier said. Related story. The Old Farm Market in Dunkin' has opened the Old Farm Grill. North Oyster Diamond director Ben Martman said he's pleased with the success of the market and asked what would it take to see it expand further. Poirier said the Dunkin' Farmers Market is among the eight largest ones in BC, and research shows that the larger the market, the more people it will attract, so the more a market can expand, the better. If a market is popular and it has a lot of people coming to it and a lot of businesses wanting to sell there, you're cutting yourself short if you're not allowing the market to take up the space that they're prepared to use, she said. Roberts said current impediments to the growth of the Dunkin' Farmers Market are the lack of power sources and space that's available. We have vendors knocking at our door, she said. I have 150 applications for new vendors at the market in a month.